Just like seasons, people change. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Brendan Burchard talks with us about how to help other people change. Enjoy.
How do you get somebody to change? I'm always asked this. People write in, Brendan, how do I get my spouse to change? How do I change my parents? How do I change my teachers? How do I change the people I lead and that I serve? How do I change a team member who's being a jerk? You know, we all struggle with, sometimes we wish the people around us were different and that they change their actions. Well, how can you inspire that? How can you help in that process? First, realize the odds are stacked against you, my friend. The world and people don't change unless they have incentive to, unless they have reasoning to. And forcing somebody to change, good luck at that. I'm sure you've already learned that with your parents or somebody you loved before. Okay, so let me share with you maybe the process to change. And once you understand the process to change, you understand some of the levers you could push or pull with others to have more influence with them, hopefully inspiring them to change. Okay, there's basically only 4 gates to change. It's like if you master each of these 4 areas, you can change your life, but you could also influence other people to change their life. The first thing that makes us change is awareness. When we become aware of the consequences of our behavior, being good or bad, if it's good, we want to do more of it. If it's bad, we want to do less of it. And when, most importantly, we become more aware of an alternative path for us, a new option, a different way of being, doing, thinking. And if we think about that as a truth, awareness being the first gate to change, well, if you want someone to change, first we got to get them being aware that what they're doing is behavior that is not supportive of them, or that what they are doing, you want them to do more of that. And so your job is to be a little bit of a mirror, a little bit of a reflector, to say, hey, honey, I saw you doing this and it seemed like the result was that. What do you think about that? It's not to blame. It's not to ask for the request right up front. It's to reflect what you're seeing and how things are turning out and asking the other person to talk through it, because it's in them reflecting and talking through it that the gate to awareness suddenly opens up and they have to reanalyze where they're at, reevaluate how things are going, and that gets the old brain churning up there. So your job is to just point things out, not blame, not accuse, not even ask for anything. Just say, hey, I see, right, you know, I see you're struggling at work right now, and sometimes you say that you're just struggling with motivation. Like, what's going on with that? Let them talk it through. Get someone in the process of talking through, and you get somebody in the process of transformation, okay? That's where it begins. Also, awareness to an alternative path. This is where you come in. This is where you get to be the role model, right? We've all heard it before. Be the change we hope to see in the world. And so if you're going to do that, you've got a role model. What do you want? You want them to be happier? You be happier. You want them to be more loving and vulnerable? You be more loving and vulnerable. You want them to be harder working? You be harder working. You want them to be more kind, caring, compassionate, open? You lead the way. Because if that person sees you being that way consistently and enjoying life because of it, it triggers their head saying, hey, I want some of that. I want to be a little better here, right? So awareness is the first big gate. The second big gate is acceptance. That is, when we can come to accept that our behavior is our own, we can accept the way things are and accept our role in wanting to change those things, magic happens in our lives. So for you, though, to give another person acceptance is to open up the gate. This means if you really want someone to change and you've been really hard on them, that's not the path. I mean, unless you're a high school football coach, you know, the odds of you getting someone to change by berating them is not so good. If you want someone to change, your way is to meet them where they are and accept them for where they are, to accept their struggles as part of their story. To accept them, even if you don't accept their behavior, you don't approve of their behavior, you can accept the humanity in them and saying, I know this is hard for you. I know you probably don't like this. Or, you know what, regardless of where you're at, even if you do like your crazy narcissism, I accept you. I love you as a person. I hope I can support you through this process. And just being there spiritually for somebody, it's just like, you know, if you really want somebody to change, they have to be open to talking around you. They have to have a sense of acceptance around you. It's the hardest part of all of this, because I know you want somebody to change, but you need to slow that intention down and instead open up and say, what would happen if I just met this person where they were? What would happen if I honored this person, complimented them, told them I understand things are hard, met their difficulty with an open ear or a shoulder to cry on? Because sometimes the greatest weapon in change is kindness. Being more kind and empathetic and understanding of other people, that's when they start opening and there's a new opportunity for change there. The third big gate, third big lever that you got is accountability. When people realize their role in things and they take ownership of that, but there's also an accountability beyond them to change, right? See, I remember the biggest change I ever made in my life, it wasn't for me, even though I was a driven kind of guy. As you know, I'm a writer and a trainer. So my whole goal was to write, but I had trouble motivating myself sometimes. And I couldn't change that behavior. You know, it was just kind of stuck. It felt like one story and I couldn't go to another level. And for me, the accountability came when I saw somebody who I loved, my then girlfriend, who became my wife. She was struggling. We were struggling financially. And I had to take ownership of that situation to change it by being aware of the consequences that were happening there, by accepting my role in that, but also being accountable and saying, I must be the person to shift this. Things change.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.